This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden said that he acted in order to protect U.S. interests and to deter future similar bad deeds from Moscow.
Where there's an interest in the United States to work with Russia, we should and we will. Where Russia seeks to violate the interests of the United States, we will respond. We'll always stand in defense of our country, our institutions, our people, and our allies.
The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. Both sides have rested their cases in the murder trial in Minneapolis of a white former policeman, Derek Chauvin, who is accused of murder and manslaughter in the death of a black man, George Floyd, last May. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Before resting, defense attorney Eric Nelson had to announce whether Chauvin would testify.
I have repeatedly advised you that this is your decision and your decision alone, right?
Correct.
Chauvin made the decision.
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
Judge Peter Cahill asked,
is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right.
Tape from court TV. The risks for Chauvin were high. If he testified, prosecutors would cross-examine by using the video of the arrest of George Floyd and force Chauvin to explain why he kept pressing down on Floyd. But the jury could have also heard any remorse or sympathy he might feel. Closing statements are expected Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.